We woke up yesterday to the extraordinary move by Facebook to completely wipe out every news outlet in the country from their platform. A huge move by the tech giant. And I actually weirdly give them credit for having the balls to carry through with the threats they've been making in recent weeks over these negotiations with the federal government to pay news providers for their content. As of the last 48 hours, you couldn't access 4CA on Facebook. You couldn't access the Cairns Post. You couldn't access the ABC. It was an incredible wipeout that also took in collateral damage, if you like. The Bureau of Meteorology, Queensland Health, lots of non-news pages were also taken out. A man who is highly qualified to talk about this, as I said, extraordinary move by Facebook is Andrew Holman. Now, Andrew was the editor of the Cairns Post. He has edited papers in Tasmania and the Sunday Mail in Adelaide, and it's great to have him on the line from his home in Adelaide. Andrew Holman, welcome to the King Review.
Yeah, thanks, Gavin. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for being on the line. Your reaction to this crazy, massive move by Facebook wiping news pages from its platform?
Look, I think it was absolutely extraordinary. I thought it was churlish and I thought it was childish. To me, it's a case of little boy that gets a bit upset and takes the ball home so no one else can play.
It's a massive dummy spit, isn't it? It's unprecedented. I can't remember this whole scale. It's so far reaching. It's not banning one person like Donald Trump, or it's not. It's an entire industry wiped off their platform.
Look, and it really does trivialise. I mean, I think by doing this, they trivialise news. Mm. They trivialise the pandemic. They trivialised the risk of flooding that's been happening, the bushfires, but they really show that they're not interested in you. But it was just, it was petty stuff, and they trivialised. I mean, things like government health alerts, websites, news, all that sort of stuff. It was childish.
And surely,
I thought they would have acted like grown ups.
And surely, though, Andrew, they'll have to back down from some of those. As you mentioned, the Bureau of Meteorology has been wiped off Facebook. I think Queensland Health was impacted. They'll have to roll back. I'm sure they've just got these, Autobots that are, arbitrarily wiping these pages out without actually a human.
Oh, definitely. I think they've already said that that wasn't the intention.
Mm. I'm sure that will be rolled back. Now, Andrew,
and it is being rolled back.
One of my fondest career highlights and memories was when you and I were at the Cairns Post and Cyclone Yasi was bearing down on Cairns. I don't know if you remember, I certainly do. We had to relocate the entire newsroom from the Post building there on Abbott Street, and we had to relocate to, I think, a ballroom at one of the local hotels further back from the Esplanade. But I raise that because, local news in that example where there was this Cat 5 cyclone bearing down on us, we were leading the nation, let alone our own city. We were leading the nation in the coverage of that breaking news. I think most of us, you and I and some other key people, were awake for about 72 hours straight when that was happening. But of course, people need to be able to access that. And social media these days, like it or not, is a massive way that people access their local news outlets. Is the government taking the right approach in this matter, do you think? Are they going too hard and too far? Should there be more of a negotiation in these matters?
Well, I mean, obviously this has been brought about because of the state of local media industry at the moment, and everyone's going to say, oh yes, the big players like Rupert Murdoch and News Corp and Channel 9 and 7 West and so on. But let's not forget that there's a lot of smaller papers and so on that are tied up with this. There's already been a number of mastheads that have closed. Some of the, some mastheads that have been going for 150 years, servicing communities of 10,000, 20,000 people. Things that are sort of papers that have become sort of the beacon and the heart and soul of these local communities. Not there. Journalists are, the number of journalists.
Well, there's more PR. There are more PR consultants in Australia than journalists.
Exactly. And media management's never been stronger, you know, in any level of government and so on, and sort of trying to get to the real story and so on. You need to employ, some good investigative journalists. But, you know, the whole profit, you know, the profit model, the operating model of the media has been under attack for quite some time. And I think that, you know, the federal government in its wisdom, has said, look, you know, Google and Facebook are taking the lion's share of the money. We need to protect media, and I think that's a healthy sign in any democracy. And of course, from the smallest communities to the largest.
I'm speaking with Andrew Holman, the former editor of the Cairns Post, a man with over 40 years' experience in journalism and news. Andrew, can you see a time where governments, in fact, need to subsidise the news industry the way that it subsidises the arts industry, the way that it subsidises renewable energy?
Yeah, look, I think it's a pity that's happening, but certainly, you know, all the big media have been having a look at their operating models, and certainly government advertising, you know, has become a very big part of, you know, the operating model for newspapers, for radio, for TV and so on. It's really interesting. I was asked some years ago that if a benefactor came forward and, you know, said, here's $1 million to, promote the arts through your paper and report arts, would you take it? And I think I said no. Because you really like to have, you know, a lot of independence, and you don't want to rely on sort of, you know, these outside benefactors that might sort of try and, you know, wield their influence and so on. But I think the days are sort of coming where you really do have to look at, you know, where the income's coming from, because, you know, the advertising dollar has dried up. It's dried up on, you know, in print. It's on radio. Everyone's in it. TV stations and so on. Are feeling the pinch, and this means there's less journalists. The newspapers used to sort of get their rivers of gold from advertising and a little bit of cream on top with the circulation figures. But life's getting tough, and hence the move to digital platforms. And Gavin, just on that, talking about Cyclone Yasi and the time that we had back together with that small crew back then, just absolutely phenomenal. I think you might recall, I think there were 3 million people that logged on to the Cairns Post website that time. We created a new high and basically really introduced much of Australia to the full power of digital media.
Mm. Well, look, I guess both of us being, I hope you don't mind me saying, both of us being two old journalism war horses, I'd love to continue following this issue because it is going to unfold and evolve over time. So let's catch up in a couple of months and see where it's all at.
Good on you, Gavin. Good to talk to you, mate.